Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Nathan Bula from Spears R Us in Adams has been dealing with some challenging weather patterns this growing season. Asparagus prefers hot weather, especially during the nights. And the 50 or so degrees that we've been having at night isn't helping. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. Bula says their crowns are becoming of age, which makes them yield lacking. However, they are replanting new crowns this spring and still have a decent average crop to meet their customer demand. He explains more about the growing pattern of asparagus, as it is a little different for him being organic.
We buy asparagus crowns from the Walker Brothers out in New Jersey, and then we have them shipped in the early spring, and we plant them in about April 15th to April 20th. The rows are 5 foot apart, and we plant, each variety has a difference in spacing. The variety that we plant at 10 inches apart in the row. We plant them at 12 inches deep, and then we fill the dirt 4 inches on top of them for the first week, and then another 4 inches the second week, and then we level the ground off on the third week. And then the first year crowns we leave be. Second year that they're growing, we can harvest them for maybe a week or two of the season, but we have to watch them very close so we don't stress the crown out. And then the third year, they say that you can do a full season harvest. And after that, it's considered an adult crown and can do a full season harvest.
Are there different varieties that grow better than others?
There are multiple different varieties that grow better in different adverse conditions. So sandy loam, they have multiple varieties for us. And then clay grounds, they have different varieties that thrive in the clay grounds. And then there's purple asparagus. There's a few other varieties that are new to me that are desirable, but might be yield lacking.
How does the average Joe, maybe who wants to plant some asparagus, how do they go about it? What tips do you have?
Tips for planting asparagus is, when you stop harvesting your asparagus for the season, that's when you want to fertilize the most. And you want to allow the ferns to fern itself out, which you want your ferns at 4 to 5 foot tall. And you want to feed your fern. And what you're doing is feeding your crop for the next year. So asparagus is a very backload crop. So as soon as you're done harvesting, we'll be done here next week or the week after. As then we'll start our fertilizer and manage it quite well with soil samples and tissue samples from our asparagus, because of being a commercial fern. And then we apply the fertilizer and we grow the fern as healthy as we can. And when the fern grows up, we try to get as healthy as can be, because that's all your energy for the following year. And so it will turn from green and it'll slowly absorb back into the crown, and then it'll turn brown, and then we chop it off. From there, we flail chop it, and then we burn the ground to get rid of weed seed in our organic asparagus. And then that preps it for the following year. My suggestion, I guess, for the gardener is to make sure you fertilize your asparagus after your picking season. That's the main time to fertilize your asparagus for the following year and let it fern out.
So how is your current asparagus season going, and how much have you gotten on a yield this year?
So we have lacked on yield due to the crowns becoming of age, and we have a program in place that we're going to be replanting new crowns this coming spring. But, you know, we still have a decent average crop, and we're learning day to day as we go. It's been challenging. The weather has been cold at night. Asparagus likes above 80 degrees, and they like warm nights, and we haven't had warm nights even when we had warm days. So we've had a challenging weather pattern for asparagus, and the spears have shown a lack of yield because of it. And then we have a more aggressive fertilizer program coming up this spring for next year, so hopefully that will help it the following year.
How do you know when you should be harvesting it? What is the proper way to pick asparagus in the first place?
So the proper way of picking asparagus, we use harvest carts, but we hand cut all of our asparagus every day. We follow every row. When we start is when we have about 20% of spears that are harvestable, that are to the 10 and 11 inch length. We cut them as low as to the ground as possible. So we're on a constant moving cart. And so that's why we come low ground gardeners. And then you have very small spears that come up that are unharvestable, unmarketable. just to cut those spears off right away, just because they absorb nutrients from the ground and they're not good for your production or even eating. So just to cut them off and let them lay in the field until you go to fern, and then you let everything grow that will grow.
How has your consumer base been? How is that demand going so far?
The demand for organic asparagus here in the state of Wisconsin has been very well. I was very pleasantly pleased with the customer base that was existing already that the old owners created, and then the new customer base that we're able to generate. We have a little storefront here that we sell it directly to the consumer, and they can't get fresher asparagus than that from a farm. And it's been very pleasant, very, very fun to deal with my customers on a day-to-day basis. And we're open every day from 10 to 6.
What should the average customer be looking for when they're trying to pick out a good piece of asparagus?
We sell it by the pound. So everything that hits our store is everything that we would put into the grocery stores and high quality. So there, we pull out the seconds, which are the curved over asparagus or asparagus that have branched out. We pull out the shorts that weren't cut quite long enough for normal production. So, yeah, everything we sell out of the store, there's nothing to oversee or nitpick because it's such a fresh, high-quality product.
What is your favorite way to eat asparagus, or what suggestions do you have for people to try?
Bacon-wrapped asparagus with brown sugar on it. So I put a mustard glaze on the asparagus, wrap it in bacon, and then put Larson salt on top of that when I'm grilling it, and then put brown sugar, drizzle brown sugar on top of that. And that's how I like to eat my asparagus.
Can you tell me a little bit more about Spears R Us, your business, what else you maybe have?
Here at Spears R Us, we're right on 1026 County Road E in Adams, Wisconsin. So just a short jaunt off of Highway 13. And we have signs that can direct you here. We have a storefront that's open 10 to 6 every day until the season is finished. We sell our fresh-cut organic asparagus every day, and we bundle it up in any kind of bundle you want. We put it in bags for you to scale it out. We have some tomatoes from the Flight Family Farms also available. So we had a diverse vegetable crop for the consumers. And then we have hanging baskets. And then we carried some English cucumbers. We carried some syrup from my good friend out of Door County. He's a dairy farmer over there, and he does syrup on the side. And so I started carrying his syrup. I also have a local wood craftsman. He builds cutting boards, and we have them on display and for sale in the store. And then the one thing that the old owners left behind was their pickled asparagus recipe. And they did it and sold to their friends and some customers. And I scaled that up a little bit, and we have that available also at the store. So we have pickled asparagus, the original recipe, and a hot recipe for the Bloody Mary people or the people that love hot.
Why is it important for you to work with all of those other local growers and have their products, or for people to just support local in general?
It's important to me because they're family friends that farm from many years, and I've worked closely with them in other industries, our potato industry and such, and they've guided me even from my recent start here on the Spears R Us endeavor. They've guided me in a direction to help me succeed, and I wanted to offer my customers something more out of the store than just asparagus, and so that's why I partnered with them to provide that, just more options, more reasons to come into the store, and it's more cosmetically pleasant, different things to purchase in a store than just asparagus.
That was Nathan Bula from Spears R Us in Adams. Be sure to stop by their storefront on County Road E and enjoy all that they have to offer. You can find the link to their storefront and the article on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seawacker.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.